It's Friday, the 12th of April, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories, 5 minutes. Let's get going. Story number 1's a big one. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has launched the Future Made in Australia Act, as the government pushes to boost its economic and national security credentials.
The Prime Minister said there's no choice but to try and mimic the clean energy and supply chain subsidies being offered by other nations, including the US's massive Inflation Reduction Act. A number of existing policies will come under the new umbrella, including the $15 billion National Reconstruction Fund, the Critical Mineral Strategy, subsidies and incentives to help the manufacturing sector, and any new money in next month's budget. The Prime Minister said other countries are investing in their industrial base, their manufacturing capability, and their economic sovereignty. Australia needs to do so as well. He said putting money into certain sectors wasn't old-fashioned protectionism, but rather new competition. He said global economic circumstances are changing in ways that are more profound than the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. Many countries, including the US, EU, Canada, Korea, Japan, are drawing greater links between their economic and national security.
Sean, it does seem to be the week for big policy initiatives. We had the proposed changes to merger laws on Wednesday, and now we have this. Is there anything new in it?
Oh, not really, not yet anyway, though there probably will be in the budget, one which could be making it easier for foreign investors to spend their money here. Mostly yesterday was bringing together already announced policies under what the Prime Minister has previously called the Future Made in Australia pillar. It is one of 4 pillars, the others being addressing the cost of living, safeguarding Medicare, and establishing for Australia a leading role on the world stage. They're the 4 pillars that Labor will fight an election over the next year or so. What the COVID pandemic did was make us aware of global supply chain shortcomings and the need to boost local manufacturing. This is part of that. It also very much ties in economic and national security.
Okay, moving on to story number 2 now, Sean, and land banking is becoming a major issue in the Senate inquiry into supermarkets. Metcash has let fly at Woolworths and Coles, accusing them of using their financial muscle and market power to scoop up land, properties, and shopping centres and shut out competition.
The head of supermarkets for Metcash, Grant Remige, provided a real-world example of what he said was land banking, which saw a popular and successful independent supermarket in Brighton in South Australia almost lose its store after Coles allegedly made a plan to buy the site. This is according to The Australian. Mr. Remige alleges Metcash was forced to step in and purchase a property in Adelaide to stop Coles buying it and possibly throwing out the independent supermarket operating at the site. Metcash was also forced to match an inflated price to keep Coles from grabbing it, according to Mr. Remige. Metcash then sold the property to an independent supermarket operator at a lower price, taking a loss on the deal. If true, very concerning.
Yeah, sure is. Story number 3, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says comments from US President Joe Biden about the prosecution or otherwise of Julian Assange are encouraging.
The US president was asked for his response to Australian requests to end the US government's pursuit of the WikiLeaks founder, and Mr. Biden said, "We are considering it." Doesn't sound like much. Certainly an improvement, though, on more hardline comments previously. US prosecutors want to try Assange on 18 counts, mainly under the Espionage Act, over WikiLeaks' release of 2010 confidential US military records and diplomatic cables. Mr. Albanese told the ABC that the president's response was a positive sign in the campaign to get the charges against the Australian dropped.
I love that your impersonation of Joe Biden then sounded an awful lot like a robot and less like the US president.
Yes. Sorry, didn't mean to.
That's quite good. Story number 4, the US and Japan have unveiled plans to enable seamless integration, their words, of military operations between the two countries following a meeting in Washington between President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
The visit underscores Japan's importance as a key ally in countering China. The two leaders announced a list of initiatives aimed at boosting defence and intelligence cooperation, with projects ranging from missiles to moon landings, including the goal of making a Japanese astronaut the first non-American to set foot on the moon, according to Bloomberg. The move comes amid growing concerns over Beijing, with President Biden and Prime Minister Kishida condemning China's dangerous actions in the region. They also came and said that they've agreed to start a new joint air defence strategy with Australia to counter China's aggressive military threats in the Pacific.
And last one, story number five, track and field is set to become the first sport to introduce prize money at the Olympics later this year, with World Athletics saying it will pay $50,000 to gold medalists in Paris.
It's a break with the amateur pass to the Olympics in some of the game's most watched events. $2.4 million is being set aside to pay the gold medalists across the 48 men's, women's and mixed events on the track and field program. For this year's Paris Olympics, relay teams will split the $50,000 between them. Payments for silver and bronze medalists are planned to start from the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles, according to Associated Press. That's good news for all those athletes out there competing at the Games.
Yeah, it sure is. There we go, the top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Friday, the 12th of April, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast, and if 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.